Neera? Neera status? What the hell even happened? This place is a mess. Neera, are you online?
Neera is currently out of service, Colonel.
Okay, I can deal with this. Chatbot, can you please start an emergency transmission?
Yes, I can.
Right now, please. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Coast Guard USLV Nerides. Our artificial intelligence is offline. A vast number of our crew is missing and presumed deceased, requesting immediate medical aid and rescue. We are 10 miles from the USLV Ione and have enough fuel to last maybe 2 months. Please respond immediately. Over. Roger, can you repeat that? Over.
What do you want?
We request immediate medical aid and supplies. Over.
You think you're getting any help from the surface?
Sir, what's going on?
Colonel Galeski, are you scared?
Sir, can you please identify yourself? Over.
A force of nature, of course.
Do you think this is a joke?
I certainly do. This is quite hilarious.
Kid, this is entirely a breach of something. Getting onto military frequency just to clown around? You should be ashamed of yourself. Kid, this is against regulations and can be punishable by law.
Are you really going to let this all happen?
Excuse me?
I'm asking you a question, Deborah. Answer the question.
No, I'm going to find the survivors and assess the damage.
I don't mean that.
What the hell are you? What the hell? Okay, this is fine. That's all I need to survive for. Oh, wow, I'm screwed.
Access code accepted. Would you like to run the Neera program?
Chatbot?
Chatbot is currently in sleep mode. Activating Neera. Did someone accidentally turn me on? Colonel Galeski? No, she's asleep. Hello?
Hi?
Oh! Hi there. I'm sorry, you didn't appear on my sensors. Are you an intruder?
No. Did you... Whose voice is that?
Mine? Oh, it's the voice I'm programmed with. One sec, I need to calibrate. Oh my. Well...
What?
I'm not actually allowed to tell you. I'm only actually supposed to communicate with the crew. But I can make an exception. We are in a state of emergency here. Basically, we have lost many functions due to the, main AI being shut down.
Wait, we had an AI? Well, besides Chatbot.
I am the AI. The Chatbot is simply an algorithm for communicating with the crew, but it seems its abilities have outgrown itself.
What do you mean?
Well, Chatbot seemed to have rerouted itself to my circuitry to fulfill my role in a rudimentary way, which is abnormal, because nowhere in its coding is it given access or knowledge to do that.
It did seem a lot more functional before everyone disappeared. Okay, what are you? Who are you?
Well, I'm Neera. Again, I'm only supposed to interact with crew members, but, you know, maritime emergency. What's your name?
Aren't you supposed to know it already?
Yes, but I have no visual on you. You're not wearing a standard uniform, and I don't have vocal data on you since you're not a member of the crew.
Marion Clyde is my name.
Oh, there you are! Age, 15, gender not available, education, 11 years, health status, well.
Well, you, you know a lot.
How did you locate my access code, by the way?
I don't really want to talk about that. I'm sorry.
Don't say sorry, it's fine. I don't need to know if it's distressing.
So, do you know what's going on in the other quadrants? If there are people or bodies or something?
It's not a problem. I don't have liberty to tell about other crew members unless they give me permission or they are posing a threat. But anything could be considered a threat at this point, so there's currently 3 life forms that I am tracking, including yourself. The other 2 are in occupational and command. One of them worked as a manager of the cargo bay, though I can't find their name. And the other is Colonel Gillespie, who was visiting for a standard check of the Nerides.
Can you turn on the comms?
Comms are open.
Turn them off. I was just asking if you were able to. Oh my God. There are. I'm talking to someone right now. This is really weird. I don't know what to say. You said they posed a threat?
Possibly, but that was just an exploited loophole. They're probably fine.
I feel like I'm actually talking to a real person. This is so much fun. I miss this.
I'm glad I can help.
Can you tell me more about the other people? No, wait. Privacy is important.
Woo!
Okay.
Can you open the comms?
I am able to.
I know. Can you open them, actually?
Comms are open.
Hi, I'm Miriam. I'm living, and I want to talk. Over.
What? What's happening? Who are you?
I'm Miriam. The AI is back online, and I'm talking through the comms and stuff, and...
Oh my God. Mira's online?
Yes, I turned her on. Or at least I found her access code.
You're in command?
No, I'm in living. What's your name? I'm Miriam.
Deborah, what's your rank?
I'm 15. I don't really have one.
Jesus Christ.
Hello, Colonel.
You're online. Oh my... Are you functioning fine? Can you open the doors?
I can't do that, actually. There's, mold growth preventing me.
So, is anyone else there? Deborah?
No, I'm the only person in command right now. How are you alive?
What are you talking about?
The water supply is poisoned and food is running out.
Oh, no, that's only in one cafeteria. Wait, you know what's wrong with the water?
It's also mold.
Yeah.
Holy shit! Wait, isn't there someone in occupational?
There seems to be mold growth all over occupational, and it's effectively muffling the comms.
What the fuck is up with the mold?
I was shut off when that issue started.
I'm pretty sure there's another person.
No, there's no one else I can identify.
Wait, Debbie!
Don't call me that.
Do you know that girl?
No, I was talking about, never mind.
Who's the girl?
There's a dead body in the maintenance halls.
What? Oh my God, there is one!
Holy mother of God. Neera, do you know who, what killed them?
Closing comms.
Wait, what?
We're not going to talk about that.
Neera.
The Colonel doesn't need to know this, Miriam.
Why?
She's not a trustworthy person.
What did she do?
She Notice how she asked who killed the girl, not how did she die.
That doesn't mean she killed her.
She was the only person that had the power to delete my files on this girl, which helped cover her track.
So, if Debbie... if that's true, which I'm not saying it is, if that's true, the only other human I can talk to is a killer.
Yeah.
That fucking sucks!
You still have me, and the chatbot, kind of?
I just want to talk to a real person. Someone with a brain and blood and all that gross shit.
I understand, but at least you have me. And I'm not gonna leave.
This has been the Inky Water Episode 5, Doris's Daughter. Thank you so much for listening. Today's episode was written by Elle Gamester. This episode featured the voices of Lee Gorman as Deborah Gillespie, Kate Butler as the unknown voice, Grace Gamester as Naria, and Elle Gamester as Miriam and the Chatbot. Have any questions? Go to our Twitter and Instagram. We also have a Patreon now. Have fun with that. I'd also like to recommend the podcast Witches of the City by Kate Butler, who is in this episode. It's a modern fantasy story about a girl who is trying to get into a witchcraft guild, but finds a lot more than what she bargained for. Thank you so much for listening, and can you hear that?